Today is Sunday, February 23rd, 2020, and this...
You stuck her in a trunk, you mailed her to Las Vegas, and now she's doing two shows a night at the Sands.
Three on Saturday.
There's only one flaw in that theory.
Only one?
They don't do three shows Saturday night at the Sands.
How do you know?
I was a showgirl for 6 weeks.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 727.
Las Vegas, Nevada! I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about today. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
It's an action-packed show. This is the most news we've had in ages.
Huh.
Just tons and tons. And I like that. I like having things to talk about. Let me just adjust this. Our big Jim Murren tribute was very popular. A lot of positive comments.
Good.
So I'm glad that everybody appreciated that.
Everybody?
Well, most people.
Yes.
Yeah. Between that and our trip reviews a while back, we've been getting a lot of very nice comments from our listeners. So thank you to them. Not everybody. Every once in a while you get somebody who doesn't appreciate our particular brand of whatever we do here. But
that's fine. It's not for everyone.
No, that's okay. So
I'm just glad that many people liked it.
I know. Most of them
That's
did.
Who we're doing it for.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, you get these.
You guys become very, very disappointing.
Yeah, you get that once in a while.
Mom? Apparently,
yeah.
My brother.
As much as I appreciated your podcast in previous years, I am very unhappy with where you are now.
I got some new sound clips this week.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, lady from Canada.
Apparently, my brother played
the
podcast to my mom, and she was a little upset at the amount of swears.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's funny. Was it last week's show?
No.
Oh.
This is several weeks ago.
Huh.
Okay, go on about Canada.
Oh, speaking of Canada, our friend Kelly from Canada supplied that opening clip, so
yay,
thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I sometimes forget. Every once in a while, someone will send me an opening clip, and I try to remember to thank people for it, and every once in a while, I forget, but... Thank you, Kelly. You're awesome. All right. So before we jump into our news bonanza, let's thank some people. Our Patreon patrons, they are lovely. They support this show every month, and we throw some bonus content their way as our way of saying thank you. We've got some new pins on the way for the people who are at that level, and I expect those to arrive in early March. Look forward to sending those out. The people we want to thank this week, we've got a few new Patreon supporters, including Civil Calc. I'm not sure what to make of that name, but thank you, Civil Calc. Eric Hansen, Belinda Jackson. Those are all new Patreon patrons. And then some of our what do we call them? Vintage, classic, ongoing, long time, favorite. We don't want to differentiate between the new and old, but they are among our favorites. Brian and Lauren from St. Louis, we love them. They're great people.
Mm-hmm.
Benny Last Call. Thank you, Benny. Ryan Gregory. Thank you, Ryan. Mark Mormon. I know that guy. Thank you, Mark. And Rob Taylor. Know that guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to these and all of our Patreon patrons for supporting the show. If you'd like to join the fun, visit patreon.com/500 for all the details.
Thank you to all of our supporters.
Yep.
Old and new, vintage and otherwise.
That's right. All right. Let's jump in. We've got a lot of news to get through. Let's start with Resorts World, one of the new properties that is being built as we speak. It's taking forever, but it's going to open eventually. It's slated to open next summer unless they change the date for the 450th time. Let's hope they don't. They announced a few details last week. So now that we're getting closer to the opening, the apparent opening, we're starting to get some details on what will actually be included. And this is fun because up until this point, you know, they've changed plans. For a while, it was going to be this... super themed Asian casino, and then they backed off of that. No, mm-hmm. it's going to have Asian inspirations, but it's not going to be themed. But we're getting actual stuff now, and this is related to the hotel side of things. So they are going to have three hotels within Resorts World, and we see that kind of thing from time to time,
mm-hmm.
where you'll have your standard hotel, and then kind of like Park MGM, where they have some of their spaces are branded as Nomad instead of Park MGM. Kind of a similar thing within Resorts World.
Like when Mandalay Bay opened in the hotel.
Yep.
Delano.
Now it's Delano, and then they also have four seasons in there, too.
Yeah.
So they're going to have all of their hotels operated by Hilton, and they are all Hilton brands. The main casino, or the main hotel, not casino, the main hotel is going to be Las Vegas Hilton. The return of the Las Vegas Hilton name. 1,700 of the 3,500 rooms will be Las Vegas Hilton rooms. That's going to be sort of their standard hotel. I got the idea when they announced this that they were expecting some sort of fanfare for returning the name Las Vegas Hilton to the Strip.
Uh-huh.
And it's just crickets.
No one cares.
Like, I don't know that anybody, you know, obviously it's a classic property because of the Elvis thing. Although it was international, I think, when Elvis played there.
Yeah.
But I don't know that people were that attached to Las Vegas Hilton. It's not like you're bringing back, well, even like Sahara, when they brought that back, people were kind of excited because it's a classic mm-hmm. Las Vegas name. But Las Vegas Hilton, it's like, meh.
It's like,
okay.
Hilton, you can find one of those in many, many cities.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't see a huge reaction to that. Conrad is the other one of the other two brands. 1,500 of the rooms will be Conrad, so I think that'll be a step up from your basic Las Vegas Hilton rooms. And then the more exclusive high roller rooms, there's going to be 300, and those are branded as LXR. I have no idea what that stands for. Didn't bother to look it up. Don't care. So that is what is coming as far as hotels. Now, this is good news mainly for people who are loyalists to the Hilton loyalty club.
Mm-hmm.
So if you rack up points in other cities, or if you want to rack up points in Vegas and use them in other cities, this is a good thing.
Yep.
Up until this point, at least recently, you're mainly limited to the those timeshare properties that they have. So, and it's good for Hilton to have a major presence, I think, in Las Vegas for the benefit of those folks. So there you go. Hooray for that, I guess. I'm looking forward to like restaurant announcements and mm-hmm. things like that. That's
I'm more interested in that. This doesn't really affect me.
No, I wouldn't mind staying there once it opens, but I'm not a Hilton guy, so whatever. But like I said, it's good news for some people. So, speaking of hotel development, there are plans, which may or may not happen, for a new luxury hotel. I don't know. It seems like this may have some legs as far as actually happening, but I don't mm-hmm. think I'd want to stay there. It's going to be part of a chain, and it's called Dream mm-hmm. Las Vegas. This will be, I believe, they're going to have other Dream hotels. Maybe they already do. I've never heard of it. But the chunk of land that they have for this, it's south of the Strip on Las Vegas Boulevard. So it's, I suppose this could establish the new end of the Strip. It's mm-hmm. Mandalay Bay now, but conceivably, but I don't think so.
I wonder if it's good timing with the Raiders Stadium. People might want to stay a little closer to that.
Yeah, I think that that's...
But it won't open until after that's open. But.
Yeah, I think, you know what, that's a good point. I think they may have even mentioned that in the announcement. There's two things right now that seem to be getting a lot of attention are the convention center expansion,
mm-hmm.
which, again, North Strip is going to benefit from that, and then the Raiders Stadium on the south end. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we might see more developments toward that end. This, if it happens, will be a 450-room hotel, 21 stories high. The chunk of land that they have for this is right pretty much at the end of one of the runways at McCarran Airport.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right by the Welcome to Las Vegas sign, kind of that general area. And I don't know that I would enjoy staying under mm-hmm. the flight path.
Right.
Whether they're landing or taking off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're right there. Even if you insulate that thing well, I've got it. How do you block out that much noise? We'll see. We'll see if it happens. It's planned for 2023. It does include a casino. When I first saw the announcement,
Same here. I was like, this is of no interest to me because it does not have a casino.
Well, I did a quick search.
I'd never stay there because of the noise.
Exactly. I did a quick search. I did the old command F and search for the word casino. I'm like, okay, is there anything here that I care about, namely a casino? and didn't see it, but I learned later, and I looked at it again, and it's because they don't refer to it as a casino, but rather a gaming floor.
Oh, please.
So we're going to have a casino at Dream Las Vegas if it actually happens. So we'll venture down there and take a look at it once, I suppose. I'd give it a 50-50 shot. We'll see. They have land, and they seem to have some money, so time will tell. Things that are happening, however, in the world of development include an expansion of Downtown Grand. This is good news. And they updated the information that we know about that expansion this week on the Downtown Grand website. You can take a look at renderings of what the rooms will look like. They're not bad or anything, but very generic. Like, you look at it and you go, oh yeah, that's just like any like airport adjacent hotel in any city in America. There's nothing that feels like... Sometimes you'll have some kind of like cool Vegas themed artwork or some splashy colors or something that makes it feel a little more lively. These are just very bland hotel rooms, but I'm sure they'll be comfortable and nice. They're going to be brand new. Just not that exciting design wise. So the opening date for the third tower, which will add 495 rooms, is September 2020, just a few months down the road. And among those 495 rooms, they will have 67 studio units. I think these are their more like premium rooms. So most of them will be standard rooms, and then they'll have 67 studio units, 21 bedroom suites, and three presidential suites that have about 1,500 square feet in space. So that is what is on tap at Downtown Grand. I know there was some discussion on our Facebook group about why they're adding another tower, and especially amid all the discussion that we've had about how the casino is often dead when neighboring casinos are very busy and how they haven't seemed to...
If you want some peace and quiet, go to the Downtown Grand Casino.
Yeah, they haven't picked up a lot of liveliness in the casino itself. However, the hotel occupancy has reportedly been good. There were some interviews over the last several years that I've seen with officials from Downtown Grand who have said that their occupancy rates are very high.
That's good.
So the hotel side of things seems to be doing well, and if you're going to double down on something at a property that, you know, has high occupancy rates and maybe low casino usage, the hotel side is probably the place to do it. So there you go. I do think, you know, downtown now, between that and then Circa coming online probably at the end of this year, there's going to be an influx of rooms. And I don't think downtown's going to have too much of a problem absorbing that. And I'm guessing both Downtown Grand and Circa are going to be at the higher end of the scale.
If you still want a cheap place to stay, there will be plenty of options.
Yeah, that's actually good news for people who are looking for the lower end, because it's not like when the high end gets more rooms, the low end
suddenly increases in price.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's unlikely. I mean, they're made for
Events and stuff.
But yeah, well, that's always going to happen.
I mean, New Year's Eve, it's going to be pricey. Let's just...
Yep. But as far as your run-of-the-mill room rates, this should keep the lower and mid-tier stable, I would imagine. So that's good for people who still want to get a good deal downtown. So there you have it. That's what's happening at Downtown Grand. I look forward to saying that.
I'd stay there.
I'd stay in the expansion. I like the couple times we stayed at the existing rooms.
Had good experiences at the...
Yeah.
In the hotel part.
Well, they kind of screwed up that one time. But
yeah, they did. But they made it right.
They made it right, you know, on the way out the door. So it's okay.
Not immediately, but on the way out the door.
All right. More downtown expansion news.
They do have good pillows.
They do have good pillows, Downtown Grand. Their rooms are comfortable. I like staying there. Fremont. In October of 2018, we talked extensively about some plans that Fremont had filed with the city for adding a new tower. The plan was that they were going to renovate their existing rooms. They were going to build a new tower. They were going to take their old rooms offline and convert them all into suites. They were going to cut the number of rooms in half so that they could be larger, because they're quite small. They're going to add a pool. A lot of work. Well, that has apparently been scrapped. They never officially announced that. They ran the stuff through the city, but they never said, hey, we're doing this. On the latest Boyd Gaming conference call, however, they've said that they've considered a lot of plans, and now the one that they're considering that they think will most likely happen, or more likely happen than the hotel expansion, is a modest expansion of only the casino. So they would use that parking lot space when you're walking along, what is it, Third, over to Downtown Grand, if you're going over there, Pizza Rock or whatever. There's a parking lot behind Fremont, and that would become an expansion of the casino. So kind of interesting, because you always hear about how gambling's not as big of a deal in Las Vegas as it used to be and that sort of thing, but downtown it still is. And they discussed on the conference call that on weekend nights their casino is very packed, and they feel like they need more room for gambling. So there you go. Mm-hmm. I would like to see them add new rooms, but I'm okay with the casino expansion too.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. That's something I can use.
Yes.
That's not a done deal for sure, but the fact that they're mentioning it publicly leads me to believe that it's probably more likely than not. So we'll keep an eye on that, and if they do...
The buffet is safe for now?
Apparently that crazy buffet and cafe space with all the fake plants that is so entertaining,
mm-hmm,
will still be around for a while. And maybe with the casino expansion it will stay. Who knows? So once that becomes official, I'm sure we'll discuss it further. On the Strip, there is a lot of potential for changes with the merger between Eldorado and Caesars. Currently, the status of that is that all the states where Caesars and Eldorado have properties, the regulators there have to say, yeah, we're okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of states. Caesars, mm-hmm, has properties everywhere. I guess Eldorado has them scattered throughout the country as well. So that's been happening slowly, one by one. States are looking at it and going, yeah, we're okay with this merger and the conditions of it. A few potential developments were discussed in a Bloomberg News article a few days ago, and among the things that they discussed is that there's potential, they're looking at the option of outsourcing all of the Caesars Entertainment showrooms, theaters, and entertainment venues, with some of them even being up for sale. So the Coliseum was one that they cited that they might look at selling that and having somebody else completely run that.
Huh.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for tourists. I don't know if it matters. But it would probably mean some changes as far as the types of acts they're booking there.
Mm-hmm.
Could very well, if they get somebody who has contractual agreements with certain artists in other cities, then those might be carried over to the Coliseum. Who knows? Time will tell, but the big casino companies are obviously looking at different models for running their properties. We've seen them selling off properties to REITs and trying to focus more on operations, and now some of them are obviously looking at ways to change the income streams, possibly through outsourcing additional functions like the entertainment venues. They already do this with a lot of restaurants, of course,
mm-hmm,
where some of them are... So that's the thing I wonder now. Let's say they outsource this and the Coliseum is no longer a Caesars Entertainment thing, even though it's on their property.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Forum Shops. They don't own the Forum Shops.
Mm-hmm.
It's owned by a big mall, you know, operator.
Simon, I think.
Yeah, it's changed hands a couple times, yeah, I think. But yeah, probably Simon. They seem to own everything.
Mm-hmm.
The question is then, so if you're going to a show at the Coliseum, will that be tied in at all to the Caesars Rewards loyalty program?
Oh, yeah. Will you still get free tickets occasionally?
Yeah.
Will you get deals?
That's one of the things that could potentially change that, mm-hmm, would affect people. Like, if you go to a restaurant, just steps off the casino floor that happens to be in the Forum Shops, Total Rewards, or Caesars Rewards, as it's now called,
yeah,
they don't add points. They don't use points,
mm-hmm,
unless they have a special arrangement, which most of them don't. So that could be a change. We will see. And then, of course, Las Vegas Strip properties may be selling. That's been noted all along. The ones that keep coming up in speculation are Bally's and Planet Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to think if Bally's goes,
Paris
will be tied to it, because,
yeah,
there's a lot of back-of-house stuff that's tied together, mm-hmm, at Paris and Bally's. They also noted that Las Vegas Sands, of course, the owner of Venetian and Palazzo and the Sands Convention Center, has already expressed interest in the Caesars Forum Convention Center, which I don't think has even opened yet.
No, it hasn't.
It's soon. It's,
yeah, it's going to be open by fall.
Yeah. So that's very interesting. It would certainly fit in with Las Vegas Sands and what they do. They specialize,
right,
in convention stuff. But it's kind of funny that Caesars put all this attention into building a...
Caesars Forum.
Yeah, and now there's a potential that...
It won't be theirs anymore. That's, yeah.
We shall see. It's hard, mm-hmm, to say whether or not that will happen. It would make sense, like I said, for Las Vegas Sands. And if Caesars is looking to ditch some stuff, then that might make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would imagine a name change would be in order if that happened. This is the convention space behind the Link, by,
yep,
the way. Where now the speculation there has been that that's where the World Series of Poker will end up after Rio changes. Well, it's after the Rio sale closes and operations move to the new owner in a couple of years. So I'm sure Caesars has that to consider, but then is Caesars, there's a lot of money in that World Series of Poker branding, and would they consider bailing on that too? I think everything is up for discussion with Caesars and their new ownership right now. They've discussed possibly bringing in additional owners or selling their sports gambling operations. So there's all kinds of stuff they're considering. So we'll see some changes in Caesars land once all this goes through. I would imagine sometime this year they will get final approval from all the states necessary, and then they will begin to make some changes on the Strip and elsewhere. All right. Our news bonanza continues. Are you enjoying our news bonanza so far?
Sure.
I'm glad. We've discussed countless times over the 15 years or so that we've been doing this podcast, the idea of a train running from Southern California to Las Vegas. It's had several different operators. It finally seems to be gaining some traction since Virgin took it over. And the latest news there is they have a location for what would be their Las Vegas train station. It would be very close to the Strip. It would be on Las Vegas Boulevard, just south of the Strip, not far from Dream Las Vegas, if that becomes a thing. Near the premium outlet malls.
The South Premium Outlet
Malls. Not the downtown one, but the one, the other one. Have you been to that one?
Once, a very long time ago.
Yeah, okay, well, you could take a train from Victorville, go to the premium outlet malls, and then go home. That would be a waste of a trip, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
All right, well, 2023 is the target date for when they're...
Because I'm sure you probably have premium outlet malls located near you somewhere that have the same stores.
I would believe so. 2023 is when they intend to begin running train service from Victorville to Las Vegas, if this all comes together, which I guess it seems to be more than it has in the past, at least.
Like, 2005 me would have been like, yeah, that would have been fine. 2020 me, not so much.
You've just lost the shopping thing, kind of?
Kind of. Not totally.
You're an online shopping girl now.
Yeah.
I'm an online shopping girl, too. It's much more convenient. I don't like leaving the house for shopping unless I have to.
Or other things.
Or any other purpose. All right, what else? Downtown, there are some plans for an empty lot that sits at 7th and Stewart. Zappos, of course, has had a big impact downtown Las Vegas since it moved its headquarters down there several years ago. And they're always looking for things for their employees to do to make sure that they spend 24 hours a day together. So I think this is aimed at that. It would be an entertainment venue. And the plan calls for using a Boeing 747 airplane that was previously used at Burning Man. The downtown, well, it's called DTP now, Downtown Project, and the Zappos people, they love using this Burning Man stuff. They have all, like, isn't the Praying Mantis a Burning Man thing?
Probably.
And I think that truck sculpture down at Ferguson's, I think that that's from, I think at one point that was at Burning Man. So anyway, they have this 747 they're thinking about bringing in, and they would have an entertainment space that they would use for concerts and other special events. The plan was supposed to go before the city council last week, but it got pulled from the agenda because they said they need to do further planning. Now, according to the Review Journal article about this, the proposal called for the city, who owns that land, to lease it to Zappos for $10 a year for 4 years. I mean, Zappos maybe could pay full price.
Yeah.
Or lease the land. Right now it's just being used for parking for employees, I believe. If you're wondering where this is, Stewart is the street that runs between the Mob Museum and Downtown Grand, a couple blocks parallel to Fremont Street. And 7th is the one that runs between El Cortez and Downtown Container Park. So this lot is a little bit off of the beaten territory for tourists, but if you're a Zappos employee,
it's, you know, very convenient.
It's like right next door to their headquarters. So I don't know. We'll see if this happens. I'm sure that Zappos probably has other deals with the city, too, where they're not paying for stuff. I don't know. It doesn't thrill me. But whatever. Maybe they'll do something interesting with it.
Yeah.
We have shit tons of restaurant news. Lots and lots and lots. Restaurants that we've previously discussed where there are updates and opening dates. So let's get to them, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Let's start at Wynn Las Vegas. We previously discussed Thomas Keller bringing in a new restaurant, and that's a big deal because he's a well-known chef who mm-hmm. does amazing things. And there was not, and there still hasn't officially been a name or concept for that restaurant that's supposed to be opening later this year. But according to Eater, some paperwork has been filed that indicate it will be a TAK room, mm-hmm. which is one of his restaurants in New York.
Are those his initials?
I believe so. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Thomas Keller. All right, so TAK room may be coming to Wynn. I don't know much about that restaurant, but if you're a foodie, as they like to call themselves, I hate that term.
I know. I was waiting for you to proclaim your disdain for that term.
I just don't like that term. I'm a foodie. Yeah, you like to eat. Who doesn't? I get it. But if you follow the restaurant and chef scene, you'll probably know more about TAK room than I do. Mm-hmm. Another new Wynn restaurant, Delilah, we discussed that a while back. It was announced in the spring. That has an opening date of May 13th, according to multiple media outlets. This is Wynn's version of Mayfair or Rose Rabbit Lie. Hmm. Supper clubs, all the rage right now. You've got your dinner, you've got your entertainment, kind of a fun all-in-one package.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably be okay checking out Delilah, considering we've had fun at those other venues.
Mm-hmm.
Mayfair was a lot of fun. I love that place.
Yeah.
And Rose Rabbit Lie too. We haven't done the full dinner thing there, but we've hung out there a couple times. It was a pretty good time. So I'm sure that Wynn will come up with something great for Delilah as well, and that is opening later this spring. Finally at Wynn.
So is this something that's going to open at the higher end properties, and then there's going to be a really diluted version that opens
a sadness version at Flamingo?
Yeah,
in like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems likely. It's the new speakeasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely. That seems to be how things happen. Somebody tries it, does really well at it.
Mm-hmm.
Then a couple others try
it
and do fairly well at it as well. You know, maybe even better. And then everybody's like, oh, holy shit, this is a big thing. We have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just in Las Vegas, but that's how it is with everything. You know, music trends and everything else.
Yep, TV shows.
TV shows, so.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. We'll see. Yes, I imagine there will be some sad supper clubs opening in about 5 or 6 years that we'll get to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One more Wynn Encore restaurant. We discussed this a while ago as well, and that is the replacement for Andrea's. It's a Mexican restaurant called Elio, and that has an opening date of March 22nd. So if you're looking for some high-end Mexican food, Elio is your place beginning later in March.
I'm not looking for high-end Mexican food.
Me neither. I want some low-end Mexican
Delicious
food.
Delicious Mexican food.
I don't need, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I've been like, nah, I'm sure Javier's at Aria's really good. We mm-hmm. had some chips and salsa or something, and that was like $20.
Yeah.
But
Those nachos in the Wynn Sportsbook were delicious,
Yeah,
though.
That's not a Mexican restaurant. That's just an expensive sports bar.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'd rather get my street tacos.
Yep. Plenty of options for that, too. All right. Some other places that are opening soon or have opened. We discussed, a few months ago, we discussed a bunch of new restaurants coming to the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. True Food Kitchen is now open. That just opened a few days ago. And that is a place, the menu looks good. They really focus on like healthier options, though.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're vegan or gluten-free or have whatever the other latest trendy allergy is, True Food Kitchen is probably going to be a good option for you. And then Slanted
Door. Or you had the allergy before it became cool.
Exactly. Exactly. If you actually had to struggle to find something that mm-hmm. could meet your diet, now you should be happy. If like you're legitimate, celiac disease carrier or whatever the fuck it is, you should be happy in a way that this shit became trendy, because now it's got to be much easier to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who else can I offend this week?
Let's see. It was the WNBA last week.
I know. I was called sexist for that, mm-hmm. which I love that somebody took the bait. I said right on the podcast that I was putting it in there to just... And
some, I know. I and someone that. Was... Yes.
Yeah. Someone who loves porno and escorts based on his Twitter mm-hmm. followers. Oh, that's awesome. Yes, I am sexist. Okay. Moving on. Vietnamese restaurant at Forum Shops, The Slanted Door. That is opening in just a few days on March 2nd. So if you're looking for some Vietnamese cuisine, you got an option over there at the Forum Shops. They have a lot of restaurants there. If you don't mind mall dining.
Mm-hmm. But you do.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Except for The Palm.
I like The Palm. The Palm just
changed.
I think I saw The Palm just changed hands.
Hmm.
It's now, and this does not necessarily bode well for the Palm.
Oh, no.
It's owned by Landry's now.
Oh.
Or it's going to be. I saw something about how apparently that the Palm, I don't know if they've gone through bankruptcy or if they've been struggling financially, but it looks like...
They better not take it out and put a fucking claim jumper in.
That would be so sad.
It would.
Yeah.
Max agrees.
I believe that these places, at least Slanted Door, I think is near, I think it's near the Strip. So you might not have to, if I don't have to traverse through the mall, yeah, that's okay. I just don't want to have to go on a journey to find the fucking restaurant.
And especially in the Forum Shops where it's all windy and multiple levels. And
yes.
Yeah.
It's an evil, evil building. All right. One more restaurant that is opening. It's kind of half opened right now. Pizza Cake, which is Buddy Velastro's restaurant at Harrah's. Of course, he has a restaurant at the Venetian complex as well.
Of course, I read this as Pizza Cocky.
Like just an explosion of pizza. Well, there's an interesting concept I hadn't considered.
And now you do.
Thanks for putting that in my head.
You're welcome.
Yes, Pizza Cake is now partially opened. They're working out the kinks and they'll be having an official grand opening. Oh, this is why I love having you as my co-host. You have such a different way of looking at things. March 7th is the official grand opening, according to the Review Journal. This place, oddly enough, serves pizza and cake.
Both things I like.
I do like both. They're going to have a cake ATM. The machine, I should clarify.
Right.
There's a different type of ATM that I'm surprised you didn't bring up. that would be weird.
What kind of ATM?
Cake.
No, I mean the other kind of ATM.
Ass to mouth.
Oh.
Gross.
Ew.
You, David. You may recall, and you brought it up earlier, that there was a cupcake ATM on the Las Vegas Strip.
Was.
It's not there anymore. So if you're Sprinkles Cupcakes,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I don't know. Sprinkles is not there anymore. It used to be located in the Link.
Uh-huh.
So that's no longer there. But they do have four cupcake ATMs at the McCarran Airport.
Sprinkles Cupcocky.
Yes. Sprinkles Cupcocky. I get this
that
every
is
day.
Visual.
You get me complaining about stupid shit, and I get you taking every possible. Yes, I love
this. I didn't go to ATM, though. You went there.
We're good for each other.
Yes.
All right, moving along. More restaurant news. Fans of Todd English's Olives, which was a longtime restaurant at Bellagio, will be happy with this because that restaurant is reopening. It's been closed for a couple of years, I think. And it's going to be reopening at Virgin Hotels, the former Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, according to the Las Vegas Sun. Now, of course, the big thing about Olives that everybody loved was the fountain view.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have that at Virgin Hotels unless they decide to do a massive renovation beyond what's even planned and put in some fountains there. But I don't anticipate that happening.
No.
So this time it will either succeed or fail based alone on its menu. And I'm sure it will be fine. I don't know. The Todd English stuff I've had has been mediocre, so I don't know. It doesn't really do much. I'm not going to go over to Virgin Hotels for this, but
no.
Some people might. Other restaurants that are planned that have been announced for Virgin include the return of Nobu, of course, which is temporarily at Bally's, as we mentioned. MB Steak, an existing Hard Rock restaurant. Forte Pizza, we ate there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little, you know, just a little slice.
Yep.
Slice and a Coke place.
It filled a need.
Yep.
We had a need at the time. We're like, we need food. We need it now.
Yeah, it was decent.
Yeah.
And then there's an unnamed Thai restaurant that is planned, and I'm sure more will be announced as we lead up to the reopening of the rebranded Hard Rock / Virgins. We can probably stop referring to it as Hard Rock. Now everybody knows what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be happening this fall. All right. Again, new stuff. I like that. New stuff. We've got restaurant openings to announce. I will be interested to look at and maybe stay at Virgins when it opens.
Yep.
Virgins. Or Virgin. All right. Over at Stratosphere, they have a brew pub that opened 1 year ago last spring, and it is called Boulevard in Maine. I don't know what the reason is, if it didn't do well or what, but they are already changing it.
Hmm.
It's going to become a PT's Wings and Sports on March 15th, according to the RJ. PT's is a chain in Las Vegas and around the state. They have 66 other locations, and it's owned by the same people who own Stratosphere, so I guess that makes some sense, but sort of weird that they're changing that place so quickly. It must not have done well.
Mm-hmm.
Or they think that there's enough of a familiarity with PTs, or they want to build familiarity with the brand among tourists. I don't know, but that's happening in just a couple weeks. I would imagine that it's not going to be that massive a change if it's just one of those things that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put up a new sign.
Yep.
Tweak the menu.
Yep.
Done.
There print you up have some it. New napkins.
Yep. No, they'll just bring in the napkins.
They'll just bring in the generic napkins.
From corporate. They've got plenty of those.
Yeah.
All right, over at Bally's, Indigo Lounge is closed for a major remodel, according to Vegas Changes. They've completely gutted it. They posted some pictures they took behind the construction curtains, and it's completely empty. So they're doing a major renovation there. According to plans, they're going to put in a larger stage and a larger bar. No reopening date yet. And it's still on their website, so I imagine they're probably keeping the name. And I think it makes sense to keep the name because they have an Indigo Tower.
Yeah.
Indigo is one of their things they do there. So it's been about 6 years since they did a massive renovation to that room before. And
don't hold your breath for a residency by the Indigo Girls.
Oh, I get it. Indigo. Mm-hmm. That would be a weird space for them.
Yes, it would.
That's the room where, what's his name, the American Idol guy played.
Is it Taylor Hicks?
Taylor Hicks. That was in that room. But that was before the renovation.
Yeah. And then he moved to somewhere in Paris.
Yeah, the cigar bar over there.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So there you go. Indigo Lounge undergoing a change. I do like having it. That's one of those lounges where when they do have live music there, mm-hmm. like you can sit in the casino and play and listen to a lounge act. I like that. I like having those around. Venetian has some of those too. Get a little live music on the casino floor. Always cool. All right.
Always entertaining. Not necessarily always cool.
You know, the quality of lounge acts has gotten so much better than
it has.
The Westward Ho.
What was Star Shock or something?
Super
Shock.
Super Shock. I was thinking Paradox, but no, that was somebody else.
Yeah.
All right. I have to bring up some stuff online for this next bit. Venetian has come up with a new way to get people into its cocktail bars, apparently. The Dorsey, Rosina, and Electra, the three Venetian Palazzo cocktail bars, they have introduced a new line of horoscope cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And they're each one, they have one for each zodiac sign, and they're inspired by that zodiac sign's traits, according to an article.
Well, I have one for Libra. We can't decide. We'll just take them all.
In Broadway World. Would you like to hear what the Libra cocktail consists of?
Sure.
All right, let me see. I've got a couple websites up here because on the Venetian website, they just list the traits.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Broadway World article website, they talk more about what it actually is. All right, so here we go. Libra, cooperative, diplomatic, and gracious. Yeah, I don't know about that. Libras are always striving for equilibrium in their lives. Bubbly by nature, they thrive for like-minded mates. Oh, we're like, is that what you're going for with me?
Sure.
Inspired by a spritz, this blend of aperitifs and champagne pair well with the social air sign.
Social air sign.
So,
I'm an anti-social air sign.
Apparently, this is the fortified pairing of Amaro and champagne. They cooperate nicely while bringing out the social bubbly quality of Libras.
I mean, you would look for something with balance.
I don't believe in any of this shit, by the way.
Yeah.
It's nonsense. But people are still, there's still people who check their fucking horoscope and buy into this crap.
It's entertaining.
Want to hear about me?
Sure.
I've been Aries.
The Ram.
Passionate, honest, and energetic. Okay. Two of three. That energetic thing. I don't know. I already took a nap today. What does that tell you? A dancing mess. Yeah, that's right. A dancing mess of smoky, bittersweet, and citrus inspired by the jungle bird cocktail. Only the god of war could sync up with this bold and fiery combination. That's all it says on the other one, too. So they don't have any additional information of what that consists of. But I do like citrus, smoky. So yeah, I could get down with that. Are there any other signs you'd like to know what the cocktail is?
Hmm.
We've got 12 of them, of course. I'm not going to go through all of them.
Let's see.
Right now is Pisces.
All right, let's do Pisces.
Friendly, emotional, and artistic. Your trusty friends with a bubbly, refreshing side. Inspired by the French 75 cocktail, this is a visually beautiful representation of this at-ease sign. Basically, a spa in a glass.
Hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. There you go.
They're bubbly too, apparently.
If you're looking for information on these cocktails, of course, they don't have prices. I'm guessing probably $23 each. That's my, yeah. I'm setting the over-under at $23 a pop. You can find them on the Venetian website under Nightlife, apparently. So I think you have to go to Entertainment and then Nightlife and then the Cocktail Collective, and then you'll find it.
Okay.
Series of clicks. All right. That's available anytime for you at the Venetian cocktail bars.
Will you be trying one of those?
If we happen to be in the neighborhood. I don't know if it's worth a special trip for
no,
the shtick.
I don't think so.
They're trying something new.
Mm-hmm.
It got us to talk about it, so what the hell? All right. Some show news. Friends the Musical has found a new home. This is one of the shows that was ousted when the D shuttered its showroom in order to expand the casino and build a new sports book. It is going to be relocated at the Anthony Cools Theater at Paris, opening on March 9th. I had a feeling it would.
Yeah.
There's some demand for this one. 7 p.m. shows on Friday through Wednesday. They're also doing a handful of matinee shows at 3 p.m. as well. Tickets are $52 to $90, plus Ticketmaster fees and taxes. The matinee shows are a few bucks cheaper if you're interested in that.
Yeah, there is a bit of a Friends revival. I think they're doing a special for Showtime where everybody's getting $2 million each.
I just saw it's HBO Max.
Oh, it's HBO Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to be an unscripted reunion.
What?
What does that mean?
Huh.
I mean, are they going to try to do like a Curb Your Enthusiasm thing? They're not capable of pulling that off.
Ooh.
Not well.
Yeah.
Or is it going to be like the 90210 reunion where they play themselves?
Oh, God, that was so bad.
Yeah. I will not be watching.
No.
I don't care.
No.
The show has not held up well. It's not very good. It was for its time, it was fine.
Entertaining back in the day, but now it's I don't know. I just see, it's hard for me to watch it. I see a lot of flaws.
Jennifer Aniston's nipples. That's what I see when I watch it. All right. Jabberwockies has a new residency show at MGM Grand. They've been around for about 10 years in Las Vegas now, and they are revamping their show. The new one is called Timeless. It opens on March 6th. Their shows are Thursdays through Mondays, 7 p.m., with 9:30 shows on Thursdays and Saturdays. They'll be adding another 9:30 show beginning on April 1st. Tickets for that, if you're into the popular dance troupe, are $55 to $120 plus fees. You can get them through the MGM Grand website. Not really a big dance guy, but again, they've stuck around for 10 years, so I'm sure it's a good mm-hmm. show. And they mix it up, you know. I'm sure that a key for a group like that is change your show up every so often just to bring back people who want to see what you do without yep. seeing the exact same routines and stuff. So that makes perfect sense for them. I'm sure they will continue to be around for a long time. All righty. One more piece of news this week. Some people will not be happy with. In fact...
This week,
rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
It's very, very disappointing.
That's right. I added on to the theme. Oh, I love the new sound clips. I'm so happy. Okay, so the Win Slots app. It's been a cash cow for freeloaders, including ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed for a night free at Wynn. You may recall we reviewed it not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
October, I believe, right?
Yes.
All right. Wynn Las Vegas has drastically changed aspects of its slot app, making it no longer possible to book rooms without spending money through that app. They'd already tightened it up not too long ago, and now they've made it even more difficult not only to gather the VIP points that you need, the VIP level you need to book free rooms. They also raise the level that you need, so it's harder to get points. And anyway, if you're going to play, you're going to end up spending money.
So you're not playing it during this show anymore?
So no, I haven't played it in a while. By a while, I mean a week. Mm-hmm. I've got a shit ton of points. We're going to have to go to the buffet there, and I can still book buffet passes for the time being. So
okay.
We'll do that and spend the rest of our points. I don't feel bad about the time I spent because it was always while I was doing other things.
Yeah.
It wasn't a burden.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens with these games. They start out,
get in on the beginning
yep.
because it's just going to get tighter and tighter.
Yep. This always seemed like a weird fit for Wynn Las Vegas to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to have an upscale property like this trying to, well, not trying to, but essentially giving away rooms,
mm-hmm.
probably to an audience that's not necessarily inclined to pay upscale prices later on anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some, but I'm guessing that they've analyzed it and realized, oh, the people who are booking the free rooms aren't coming back and paying for free rooms and aren't putting out enough money while they're here to make it worth doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. So it's not a big shock, but it, like I said, it always struck me as an odd fit. Makes more sense for, like, there's a Four Queens app. That mm-hmm. makes sense. You know, those are people who are staying at Four Queens. There, a fair number of them are doing it simply because they have no resort fee. So, mm-hmm. yeah, getting a free room there, it fits in better with their audience. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Just an odd fit for Wynn. So not surprising. And that has happened. And the people who are going to be most upset about it are the people who weren't going to spend any money there anyway, I guess. So there you have it. No more free ride through the Wynn slots app. You never played it, did you?
I did not.
Yeah.
You played it enough for both of us.
I did. I'll give my phone a rest now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we get out of here, let's do one of these. Do you
remember? I don't remember fucking anything, man.
All right. What do we got this week? We've got, oops, almost didn't stop it. Almost got another one of the disappointed ladies clips.
Mm-hmm.
Show 228 from September 2009. I love a good Las Vegas movie.
Yes.
Anything that's set in Las Vegas that has lots of Vegasness to it.
Mm-hmm.
The city plays a key role in the story. I like. So about 10 years ago in September 2009, when word came that there was going to be a new movie set in Las Vegas, we talked about it. It was exciting.
I don't remember this.
No, nobody does. So it was going to be, it didn't have a title yet. It was going to be based around Barry Manilow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be produced by Tom Hanks and Michael Stipe from REM. And it was going to have some plot line. It was a romantic comedy somehow revolving around a Barry Manilow concert at Mandalay Bay.
Hmm.
Beyond that, very little of the plot was announced. But based on that, I was thinking it was going to be like Saving Silverman,
mm-hmm.
where Barry Manilow plays the Neil Diamond role.
Yeah.
And so it was announced. It got a ton of press in September 2009. I could not find a single reference to it anywhere online dating later on.
Hmm.
So apparently it just quietly died. I don't know if a script was ever written. No idea. But we will never get the Las Vegas movie about a Manilow concert and presumably starring, who would star in it? Kate Hudson and one of the Wilson brothers. All right. So yes, I had forgotten about that one too. That's the fun of, hey, remember this.
Mm-hmm.
It jars our memory for stupid shit that we talked about once and never happened. I would have seen this. Not in the theater, but I would have watched this.
Yeah.
Although, I've never watched Paul Blart Mall Cop.
No, we still haven't.
Either of them, and those are set at Wynn.
No, the first one is in a mall. The second one is in Wynn.
Okay, well, I wouldn't watch the first one. The second one I would watch in...
I think I've seen the first one.
In theory, really?
I think so. I think I was...
drunk?
No, I think I was at, a relative's house and nothing else was on.
Yeah. That would be... I had Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 on... I'm sure it's on Netflix or something. I had it on TiVo for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And finally decided I'm never watching this fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, I will be completely out of anything interesting and I will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Manilow, I would.
We were going to have a meetup and...
I know, and that got canceled because we had like something moderately more interesting to do, I think. I don't remember what interrupted our plans.
I don't know.
Hey, remember this? Remember we were going to have a meetup for Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 and we canceled it a couple days before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Before we go, we have some Karma donations to thank folks for, starting with Christopher. Karma donation. He said, thanks for the podcast.
Thank you.
Christopher or Chris. Thank you for that. Christina with a Karma donation. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Mo from Jenks, dragging his beautiful wife with him on a trip. They plan on gambling/resting/sightseeing/resting/seeing O/resting.
That's the same thing.
/
seeing O and resting.
Yeah, you can rest at O. You don't need to. Yeah. Seeing Atomic Saloon, resting. Drinking, resting. Spa and resting. On second thought, maybe just cut out the resting. There's nothing wrong with resting. You got to pace yourself.
Yes.
Pack in as much fun as possible between rests. Well, have a great time. Hope that your wife has an equally great time.
Yep.
Ray with a Karma donation for a trip coming up in just a couple of days, meeting up with family from Georgia who they convinced that Vegas is a good halfway point. Oh, there you
nice.
Go. What a great strategy. I like that. I like people coming up with these clever ways to wedge in a Vegas trip.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's have a family reunion. That's a good idea. You know where would be convenient?
Vegas.
Good job, Ray. Bill with a last-minute karma donation from Barstow en route to Vegas for a quick weekend trip. Thanks to Win Slots. Well, enjoy it while
enjoy
you can,
it, yeah.
buddy. appreciate that. Thanks to all of you for your support.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate you. That's it. That ends our news bonanza for the day. Did you enjoy this walkthrough restaurant and show updates and other exciting things in Las Vegas?
Most of it.
Did it meet your expectations? Most of it. Which part did you not enjoy?
I'm kidding.
As much as I appreciated your podcast in previous years, I am very unhappy with where you are now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You're not.
I haven't been told.
Not sorry.
No, I'm not sorry at all. I love being told that I'm disappointing to someone. That's just brings back so many memories.
Catholic school.
I haven't had that in a while. So, yes, mm-hmm. it pleased me. All right. 500bymidnight.com is our website. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions. 500@gmail.com.
What did that person expect us to do?
She was upset that on our last trip reviews, she didn't like the way that we spent our most recent trip.
Well, I like the way we spent our most recent trip.
It was a fucking awesome trip.
It was great.
She listed several things that she thought we should have reviewed, all of which we reviewed about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Mon Ami Gabby, 2008. Mob Museum, 2012. Paris, several times. And that's not how... We're not going to review the same shit that we already reviewed unless something changed, lady. Pull the shit out from your ears. All right. We try to do new things mm-hmm. or things that have changed or things that we have not experienced previously.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how we choose the things we review and the way that we choose to spend our trip.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if we spend our time at a certain property, well.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And it's very disappointing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. What else? If we're on Twitter. I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. You can leave a voicemail message if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you.
But you guys have become very, very disappointing.
702-866-9494. And of course, if you have hate mail to send it to hunter@ratevegas.com. As always, thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. You guys are awesome. We'll be back soon with another show. And until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.